Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart, Our Eternal Home. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2. We groan earnestly as we strive to be clothed with our eternal home, which is in heaven. I think it is safe to say that most of us have had close calls with death. Even those who are the most cautious about taking risks can remember a near miss. My past experience in law enforcement and the military at times brought me close to eternity. And I have listened to stories of deep sea fishermen and pilots that made me wonder how they escaped death. The Apostle Paul was a tent maker by trade. I can almost visualize his calloused fingers and hands. In today's scripture, Paul uses his profession as a tent maker to illustrate a spiritual truth. This human body of ours is not going to survive. There are those who try to reverse the aging process in various ways, but nothing is going to keep us from coming to the end of our life and entering eternity. It is sad that most of us spend too much time and effort on things that will pass away. By spending so much time on earthly things, we neglect the things that really count, those things that have eternal value. Receiving Christ as our personal Savior is vital to prepare for eternity. And spending time with God in prayer and reading His Word will prepare us for that heavenly home that will never pass away. Which home are you spending your time and effort to build? May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.